The Kooyong Tournament Director is on the line now, Peter Johnson, with some good news for us because the draw's been done for the Classic. G'day, Pete.
Hi, Kev.
How are you going?
Yeah, good. We just did the draw, as you said. And
yep.
I mean, with Kooyong, it's always a bit of a funny one because the draw can change a lot. You can get some players in and out, and we have had that. But we've got what we do have is the schedule for the first 2 days, which I think is going to be really kind of interesting. So maybe I could go through that for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Shoot.
So we start tomorrow, which is Kids Day down here. And so at 11 o'clock start, we've got Borna Koric from Croatia, who's he's a real young gun. He's beaten Murray and Nadal in his career already, and he's 20. He's playing Andrew Whittington, who's the Australian Open wildcard from Melbourne.
Cool.
So we're opening with that. Second match, Sorana Cristea from Romania, who's been ranked 22 or so. She's playing Destiny Iaeva. So had a lot of interest in that one this morning, and that one looks like being on Channel 7 tomorrow as well. So a lot of interest with Destiny, so we put her on second. Then we have Richard Gasquet playing Jill Simon. So Gasquet just off Hopman Cup win, and Jill Simon, regular top 10, 15 guy over a number of years.
He's a regular at Kooyong too, isn't he? He's been a few years now.
That's true, Kev. Yeah, he plays here quite a few. He likes this one as a preparation for the Australian Open. And in the fourth one, we've got a couple of juniors. Ivo Karlovic, who's 37 years old, ranked 20. And we had Lucas Pui pull out, and so we've got Tommy Haas playing.
Really?
Yeah. So Tommy's he's actually retired, but he's playing the Australian Open with a protected ranking from when he retired, and he's now Tournament Director of Indian Wells, which is a great tournament in the States. But he's because he's playing in the Australian Open, he was looking for a couple of matches. So we've got him in as a good substitute. So
he's terrific. Oh, that's good. Oh, what a good start. A couple of, I mean, from an Australian point of view, being very parochial, seeing Andrew Whittington and Destiny Iaeva out on the court will be just sensational.
Yeah, I think so, Kev. And I think that's where there are a couple of still relatively unknown faces to the Aussie public, but they're both from Kooyong. The Kooyong Foundation here has supported them in their careers. So we've got the nice local feel. And when they're playing the internationals, I think it's good matchups. And on Wednesday, we've actually done Wednesday, but we've got one that everyone should know. Bernard Tomic is playing David Goffin. He'll play him second match after 11 on the Wednesday.
Oh, that's a nice one too. The defending champion.
That's right, and I think Bernie, after losing first round last week, you know, these matches that he plays here are going to be pretty important.
So that's second up on Wednesday. Who's opening on Wednesday?
Yeah, so Mikhail Yuzny, people know him, Russian stalwart for many years. He's going to play Andrew Whittington. We're putting him in again, and then we have a young Japanese guy, Yoshito Nishioka, who's he's 19 and a young gun. He's playing Ivo Karlovic. So it's funny because Karlovic is about 6'10" in the old money, and Yoshito is about 5'10". So.
Yeah.
So that'll be an interesting one. And then our last match on the Wednesday is Yanina Wickmeyer, and she plays Wang Qiang, who not many may know her, but she's the second-ranked Chinese and coached by Peter McNamara. And she's one heck of a player, just that not many would know her here yet. But so it's another pretty good day that day.
Oh, no, it's a terrific program. Now, in terms of people buying tickets and doing all that stuff, Pete, how do we go about that?
Yep, so we're all through Ticketek, Kev. And, you know, you can buy them online, of course, but also even at the gate. And the sale's going pretty well, and the weather looks nice. And you can get a Pimm's in the stands. You can get a Stella Artois in the stands. There's the Kooyong Common. So, you know, it's a good day.
It's very, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, it's very old-style tennis entertainment, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's a bit garden party.
Yeah.
Boutique and all that. But, you know, I think people, there's a real place for it. And when the players are, you know, very accessible and, you know, I think when you've got grass outside in the common too, it's just got that extra nice feel to, you feel like hanging out. And
yep.
As you said, it's a bit old school, but it's beautiful.
And from people who don't know the format of the way it works over the next 3 or 4 days, how does that all sort of pan out?
It's a touch complex. There's two.
It's a juggling process, isn't it?
A little, yeah, and mainly because you're trying to give every player two matches so that they don't overplay or underplay. So, but we've got a championship group of four, which is Goffin, Gasquet, Simon and Bernie. And we've got a championship group of women, which is Wickmeyer, Wang, Cristea and Destiny. And then we've got two round-robin groups, where the other guys fit in for to win groups, if you like. So it's sort of there's a men's and women's championship and a couple of round robins, but you know, they're all just mainly trying to be competitive matchups as players tune up.
And in terms of the reaction to having the women back, I gather, from what I can gather, that's been really positive.
Well, look, I think especially with Destiny, because she's we just done the presser here this morning, and you know, a bunch of cameras, and mainly I think with the strong interest for her, and you know, she's handling it pretty well. But I think getting down to how the whole thing looks, if you've got, I mean, tennis is such a men's and women's game that it's great to be able to offer both, and it's gone pretty well so far. Touch wood, Kev.
Yeah, no, exactly right. But I think having the two young Aussies on court for the first day, for the kids' day. Now, tell me about the kids' day. What happens with that?
Yeah, so kids basically under 16 get in for free if they're with an adult, and an adult can bring up to two kids. So you were hoping for a pretty good roll-up from the kids.
No, it's a terrific, one of the iconic destinations for tennis in this city. Pete, and once again, we're looking forward to what unfolds. But to see those Andrew Whittington and Destiny Iaeva on the first day is fantastic, as well as Richard Gasquet and Ji Simon. That'll be that's great value. Great tennis and good watching. And Tommy Haas, yep. There's a bonus for you. Good on you, Pete. Thanks for your time, as always. Good luck with the tournament.
Thanks, Kev.
We'll talk over the next few days, no doubt, with Peter Johnston, the tournament director there of the Kooyong Classic. And repeating, Andrew Whittington in the first game tomorrow. That's Kids' Day, as Peter mentioned. And Destiny Iaeva in the second game of the day. Richard Gasquet and Simon in the third game. And then Tommy Haas lining up in the fourth day. And Bernard Tomic will be in the second match against Goffin, the defending champion. In the second game on the Wednesday. So all that, of course, up on the Kooyong Classic website, kooyongclassic.com.au.